This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fort Collins High School was briefly under lockdown this afternoon after students found a bag filled with empty gun magazines near the edge of campus. The Coloradoan reports the lockdown only lasted about a half hour before police declared there was no active threat. Authorities have contacted the bag's owner, a Poudre School District student who they believe dropped it unintentionally. The Biden administration announced a new partnership to make high-speed internet more affordable for low-income families, including in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a sunny rose garden, President Biden said he secured commitments from more than 20 internet providers to lower prices for low-income families. They include Comcast and Allo in Colorado.
Today's announcement is going to give millions of families a little more breathing room to help them pay their bills.
Families that qualify would pay about $30 a month for high-speed internet. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Biden gave a shout-out to the lawmakers who worked on that bill, including Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper, who was at the ceremony. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver International Airport is joining an effort to help travelers with cognitive impairments and other invisible disabilities. The airport will partner with an international program known as the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower to offer green lanyards with sunflowers on them. They're meant to be worn by anyone who may need assistance getting around. DIA will also place sunflower stickers in areas where people can wait for help from staff. The lanyards are available at customer service booths throughout the airport. In Denver, it's 69 degrees with a few clouds. In Grand Junction, it is 64 degrees and clear. Partly cloudy overnight in Denver. This is CPR News.